This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, April 27th. God's word to you today is covenant. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 13, verse 2, from the New Revised Standard Version, and it says, "Now Abraham was very rich in livestock, in silver and in gold." Do you know that the first man that God established his covenant with, that came outside of Adam, that God blessed and began to walk with, was Abraham? Genesis 12, verses 1 to 3 from the New Revised Standard Version says, "Now the Lord said to Abraham, 'Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.'" Did you know that Abraham became so wealthy that nations were afraid of him? He had his own army, trained in his house. Check the scriptures. Everyone that God blesses spiritually becomes extremely wealthy, physically, every single one. Check your Bible. Does Genesis 13 verse 2 read the same as quoted in today's scripture reference? I have read every translation and it is the same. Genesis 13 verse 2 from the Good News Translation says, "Abram was a very rich man with sheep, goats and cattle, as well as silver and gold." The Message version describes Abraham as loaded. The blessings continue to multiply with every generation. About Isaac, the Bible says in Genesis 26 verses 12 to 14, "When Isaac planted his crops that year, he harvested 100 times more grain than he planted, for the Lord blessed him. He became a very rich man, and his wealth continued to grow. He acquired so many flocks of sheep and goats and herds of cattle and servants that the Philistines became jealous of him." Isaac was one man, but an entire Philistine nation was jealous of him. Guess what? Before the end of Genesis 26, an entire Philistine nation wanted to be friends with Isaac. In Romans 4, please study it, we see that Jesus came to connect us to the covenant of Abraham. Did you know that? I have studied this extensively, and I want you to do likewise. Go and chew on Romans 4. Read your Bible. Search it out for yourself. When God blesses you spiritually, it is empowerment, enablement to prosper physically. Do not get me wrong. Obviously, if you're not prospering spiritually, you cannot even begin to get access to it. You cannot be spiritually dead and have this access to this account. It is not going to work. You need to be spiritually alive. Take Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 to 23, 4 to 6, and then 7, in this order, to your PBS and CBS. May God open the book of remembrance to you as you study his word. Let us pray. Father, as I engage your word, reveal deep secrets about my life and your plan to me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.